All right, we are back. Another exciting edition of the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. It's Thursday's show, June 11th. Welcome, welcome. Dave here, all the best stuff. We talked golf returning to start things off today. Very exciting. For those who are fans of the sport and also have a half-decent cable package, unlike yours truly, a co-hosting opportunity can be yours for the upcoming Veterans Radiothon. We touched on that again before hearing about a graduation ceremony gone wrong. Led Zeppelin was featured in Song Stories today. John dug up a bad name of the day. Remember those? Another listener defended what they believe to be the perfect album. Today it was Who's Next? And comedian slash charcuterie snob, Jared Freed. He joined us as well. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Cloudy, we got showers, we got thunderstorms all coming our way, which I'm guessing is just great for you two, because the Charles Schwab Golf Championship starts today. And
it does, but I still don't have Golf Channel. Ah! So I'm more of a weekend watcher, unfortunately.
Oh, I do have Golf Channel. Unfortunately, I have two children.
God, I don't know which is worse, right?
Take your pick.
Not having Golf Channel, not being able to watch it. Yeah. Or having Golf Channel and your kids are preventing you from watching it.
It's probably not having Golf Channel, because I still have the option of telling Steven to shut the hell up.
It's true. Go to your room. Time out.
Yeah, and we've all heard of how well he listens. So let me ask you, as long as we're talking about golf, let me ask you a question. Steve, you're not the big, he's the big golf. Dave's the big golf bettor, right?
Yeah, and big's a relative term. Betting big. But yeah, Dave will bet more on golf than I will.
Heck yeah. It's fun. The odds are so crazy high.
And you do multiple bets.
I'll do like an outright winner, a top 10, top 20.
Mm-hmm. You ready for this one?
Sure.
When it comes to placing bets, golf fans have it over everyone else in all other sports. A new survey shows that gamblers who bet on golf place more bets than any other sport. Specifically, bettors who wager on a golf place multiple bets.
Yeah.
All right. So true. 77% of the time, with hockey coming in 67% of the time, golf gamblers are also most likely to lay out $1,000 or more over the course of the month.
Wow.
Dave's keeping that number down.
Oh, heck yeah, yeah.
We know that number's going to be kept down by Dave.
Way down.
Probably would have been up to at least 1,005 if it wasn't for Dave.
You could probably take three of those zeros away. Yeah.
I'm going to buy a pizza if I win this week, guys.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
Stevie Nicks was part of the conversation yesterday for the perfect album, because our listener, Nancy Sinclair. Our listener Nancy Sinclair went with Fleetwood Mac's Rumors as the perfect album, and it is right up there. So right now it's Boston, it's Rumors, and today we're moving on to Who's Next, and another listener will extol the virtues of that album coming up at 7:40 this morning. 75 degrees outside right now, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today. Temperature getting up to about 82 degrees. We, of course, are getting ready for the 14th annual Radiothon. It's coming up next Friday, and we're going to be broadcasting live right here from our parking lot at One Bala Plaza. The National Constitution Center is still closed, so we need someplace to go. So why not go outside right here, outside of our building, and you could stop by and make a donation. The easiest way to make a donation is to go to WMGK.com, and you can make a secure online donation right now. You could take part in the Radiothon auction, with so many good items up for grabs this year. That Peter Frampton guitar, there's a Doobie Brothers autographed guitar, a Joan Jett gold record personalized to you. Those could be coming your way. Or if you want, you could be a co-host here on the show in the 12 o'clock hour on Friday of next week. All you got to do is make a donation. And in order to do that, or at least make a bid in this case, you just send an email to co-host@WMGK.com. Tell us how much you want to bid to become a co. You're going to pick the music. You're going to do the interviews with me. You will be my co-host for one entire hour. And you get a staff shirt and a whole slew of swag from the station. So if you want to put a bid on that, co-host@WMGK.com. Just send it right there. We're up to $750
correct.
Right now.
Correct. That is the high bid, yeah.
The high bid is $750. It could be yours. You could be there with us. What are you two going to do during that hour?
Nice nap. We might spoon.
You might spoon?
Yeah, spooning a lot into the grass.
Right. Stop just, over at Quarter Bakery around the corner.
Yeah.
What am I talking about? I can't go anywhere. I got to talk to the person back in the studio. Yeah. He's the only one that gets to go.
That's right. I'll do it for you.
Enjoy his hour.
Take a nap for you.
We'll find something for him to do, all right? But it's all coming up next Friday, and hopefully you're going to take a part in it. We're going to take part in Journey right now. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. And Dave tends to take a lot of pictures during the radiothon, right? He's probably going to use an excuse like, I have to go get film. Yeah, right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand's worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird and my bush.
MGK.
So yesterday we were talking about what we're planning on doing this weekend, which we're having a virtual graduation party this weekend. Throughout the weekend, we'll be saluting the class of, we'll pick a year, and the music came out in that year. And that got us to talking about graduations in general yesterday. And I didn't understand the big fuss. Because I was thinking on a college level and on a high school level, it really is much more important.
Sure.
You know, you've gone through 12 years of school.
The same people for 4 years.
Exactly.
With you, exactly. Not
college. You know, and we said, well, you know, they deserve to complain. The college kids, I don't care. But
there's a limit to the complaining, though.
Yeah. There's
a line.
Yeah. But some schools are doing some truly creative stuff, right? And one school in South Carolina did a graduation yesterday. And they did it on the football field, and they put all of the chairs 6 feet apart. You know, it wasn't the largest school on the planet, but, you know, because of the chairs being 6 feet apart, they needed the football field in order to do it. And, let me play you what happened at the graduation.
And two, they're usually together. This accounts for the interesting similar.
You see, it's at this point that the sprinklers on the football field went off.
I swear to goodness.
So Southern.
Oh. That's awesome.
All right. Hey, y'all complain about the heat, we bring you water.
The John DeBella Show.
Girls spend a lot of time explaining how they never do the thing they just did.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
Coming up at 7:40, another listener puts in their vote for or their opinion on the perfect album. And speaking of which, I have to tell you, I made a change on what I believe the perfect album is. It's not Led Zeppelin 1.
Right.
It's Led Zeppelin 2.
Yeah, you flipped the coin.
I flipped the coin. Yeah, because I spent time listening to the two of them this past weekend, and I realized that although the thing about 1 is the sonics of it, the sound of that record was so much different than anything we had ever heard before, but the music on 2 was so much better. Right. And just as good sonically and all of that. So I'm switching from 1 to 2. Later on this morning, our listener is doing a Who's Next.
That's correct.
At 7:40 this morning. And speaking of that first album.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Which is being brought to you by Penn Medicine Virtual Cancer Program. I was going to say Center. Virtual Cancer Program.
It would make sense.
All right, it's Penn Medicine's Virtual Cancer Program. And we are going to Led Zeppelin 1. And babe, I'm going to leave you. Which was not only on the first album, but was also the song that Jimmy Page had Robert Plant sing in his audition to be in Led Zeppelin when it was still going to be the new Yardbirds.
That's cool.
All right, Page explained to us how he knew that song and why it was important.
I heard it on a Joan Baez in concert record. It's nothing like our version. But I did play him that original one. I thought it was a traditional song. I didn't know. Because at the time, those folk artists were doing lots of traditional songs. And I heard this track, and I thought, that's really haunting. He was up and open for the sort of things that I was showing him. To be honest, if he hadn't have locked into it, then I'd have been looking for somebody else who was.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
You might recall, and Cindy, I know you were around for this as well, but you might recall that at one time we did the bad name of the day.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and every once in a while one will come along, and we'll mention it on the air. But I got this email from a guy named Ken Stockhausen. He lives in Clayton, Delaware. And he says that his wife came across a name on her company directory.
All right.
And I'm rather than spell it out, I'm just going to write it out. Well, I'll spell it out for the listeners. First name, P P-R-E-T-T-I. How would you say that?
Pretty.
Pretty?
Yeah, pretty.
Pretty? Pretty.
Yeah. I'm going to guess it's all right. Indian descent.
All right. It's last name, S-H-E-T-T-Y.
I mean, I don't want to get in trouble, so I'll say Shetty.
Pretty Shetty.
Pretty Shetty.
It's a sheepdog.
It's like, I saw that and just started, and the guy said to me, I know you don't do it anymore. I said, I think in this case we will have to make an exception. Pretty Shetty.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, is Randy Rothenberg, because it's time to talk about the perfect album once again. Good morning, Randy. How you doing?
Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. Right back at you, Randy. Where are you from, sir?
I live in Lawrence Township, New Jersey.
Okay, and the album that you are suggesting as the perfect album is?
Who's Next by The Who.
Being The Who fan that I am, I have a hard time of fighting you on this one, but I will do my best to stay impartial. Tell me about it. Tell me why you're going with this.
Well, I'll start with the album cover, which I think is a classic statement of their humor and their view of things. And VH1 in 2003 named it one of the greatest album covers of all time.
That's interesting. No one's brought up the cover of the album in their defense yet.
What else there, Randy?
I don't think there's a throwaway song on the album. And one way of indicating it is I spoke to a friend of mine yesterday and mentioned I was going to be interviewed. And I mentioned Who's Next, and he went, oh, bargain. So it's interesting how somebody picked a song that, if you thought of the album, would not be the first song that you take from that album.
Exactly. I mean, you know, this is an album that has Baba O'Reilly on it, Bargain, Love Ain't For Keeping, My Wife, The Song Is Over, Getting In Tune, Going Mobile, Behind Blue Eyes, and Won't Get Fooled Again. Now we know all about your friend's choices. For you, what is the song on this album?
It's probably between Baba O'Reilly and Won't Get Fooled Again. And the interesting thing about both of those songs is both of those songs have a heavy Moog synthesizer infusion. It seems that The Who was one of the first groups to put a Moog synthesizer as a part of the rock element of a song, not just as a piano, but as a part of the song structure.
So far, if anything is going to give Boston a run for its money, it's this one. Because when you first said you were going to go with this, and being a Who fan, I was like, oh, that's great. We got a Who album in there. When we were listening to Mike the other day, him telling us all about the Boston album and his feelings on that, I was going, wow, how are we ever going to beat this? And now I'm looking at these tracks, and I'm going like, there isn't a song here again that wasn't played by rock radio.
John, I wanted to add just two things.
Okay, go ahead.
Because you mentioned, obviously, the radio play. If I think about it, 5 of the 9 songs on the album get consistent airplay.
To this day.
And when you ask people to email, I emailed you, and this is not me speaking, these are your listeners speaking, that 3 of the songs from this album actually were in the top 17 of the WMGK Philly 500 this year.
There you go.
Cool.
All right, if that isn't a reason to make it at least in the running for the perfect album, I don't know what is. Randy, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
It's been a while since he's been on the air with us. His J Train podcast is available through Apple Podcasts, and he's on YouTube. Plus, doesn't he have a? He probably has an Instagram account of some kind. That's probably really popular because, after all, it is Jared Fried. Hiya, Jared.
What's happening, buddy? Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, thank you so much for checking in. I wanted to make sure that you were all right because I saw some pictures of you. Are you doing porn now? Because I saw you grew like one of those porn mustaches.
Listen, we all got to make up the extra cash somewhere. Right now, everyone's out of work. Everyone's, times are tough. Things are weird. You got to figure out a way. And my OnlyFans account is blowing up. I grew a mustache just because, why not? There's not a meeting I have to go to where someone's going to go, is this your look? You kind of, and then all of a sudden, Zoom starts happening. You don't treat a Zoom meeting similarly without pants.
Have you seen the Chris Cuomo shots yesterday, speaking of Zoom meetings?
I heard he's in the background. People getting naked on Zoom, accidentally, quote unquote, if you want to believe that, has been one of my favorite things to get sent. You know, I think there's like a fear right now because there's so much important issues going on, and that doesn't mean laughter dies. That doesn't mean we have to stop making jokes. And when you get a naked Zoom story, you're like, that's the one that goes to anybody. That's the one, that's the great connector with us all. And it's going to, like, grandma, grandpa, you know, brother, sister, mom, dad, everyone's going to be on board for that link to be sent. No one's going to go, hey, not the time.
As long as you brought up the whole Zoom thing, when was the last time you had pants on?
It's been, what, 3 months now? And I have this moment now. Now I go in my closet, you know, every now and again, I get a shirt or a hat, and then I just look at my, I make eye contact with my jeans that I used to wear. Can't even look them in the eye. I'm almost embarrassed. And I'm, like, those jeans, I pass them by like a bully from high school. I'm like, don't make eye contact. Just keep walking. You don't have to talk to them. And they taught me. They really do. They're like, hey, remember? Remember when you used to button us? And
all right.
Remember when you put us in the dryer and you didn't think that would be an issue?
Right. Remember when we fit?
Yeah, exactly.
So I was clicking around on your Instagram, and I think that you and I have the same idea here. It seems that you are at war with folks that don't know what the correct items on a charcuterie tray is.
Oh, I'm a big fan of the charcuterie tray. So isn't your wife Lauren? Lauren's a big
God, how can you not?
So where do you stand on the charcuterie tray? I didn't see these things that Steve's talking about.
I'm glad you brought up my passion project. I am a charcuterie reviewer of sorts. So for some reason, so about a year ago, I tweeted, I can tell what type of parent you'd be just by your charcuterie board. That's what I tweeted.
Okay.
It's a nothing tweet. It's whatever. Okay? That night, I got sent like 10 pictures. I didn't realize that charcuterie boards are like children. Everyone thinks they can make one, and everyone has a picture in their pocket. So I had no idea that all these people would start sending me the pictures of their charcuterie boards, and I just started telling them what I really thought of them. I was basically speaking from the perspective of a fat idiot at your party who's hungry. Because so many charcuterie boards are made, what I've realized is that charcuterie boards, there's two types of people who make them. There's people that make them for Instagram, and there's people that make them for the people at the party.
Right.
And the people who make them for Instagram enrage me, because the idea of charcuterie is that something is out the minute you get there. So if you're going to a party, and this is pre-COVID times, we don't know what the future of charcuterie might be.
Right.
But if you're going to a party, you skip lunch because, I don't want to be too full going to the party. I want to save room for the party. They're going to have food. And then you go in hungry, and someone put a gourd on a charcuterie board? A gourd? A pumpkin? You're gonna put a cherry with a pit, and you don't give me a place to spit the pit? Now I'm walking around with a pit in my hand for the rest of the night? There is no thought of the person who's hungry. It's always about them getting their Instagram like. So I have now turned this into a segment that I do on Instagram called Charcuterie Chat, where we discuss charcuterie and kind of the world and what's going on. And there's so many ways to mess this thing up. Now everything's charcuterie. Anything that comes on a wooden board is, you know, people put a pancake on a slab of 2x4, and they're like, here's my breakfast charcuterie. And you're like, no, that's a cold pancake on a piece of plywood. You've ruined my breakfast.
Now, where do you stand on the bread versus cracker issue on the board?
If the bread is grilled and has olive oil, grilled olive oil, a little bit of salt on it, I'm good with it. All I ask is for a diversity of carbohydrates.
Exactly.
You want diversity on the board. And I think the biggest problem is with boards is usually the percentages that they split things up. No board should be over 20% fruit. If you have over 20% fruit, that's a fruit plate. That is not a charcuterie board.
Fruit is a chaser on the board.
Yes, this is what I'm talking about. So what you find is that a lot of times people want to tell you how fancy they are via the board. They want to let you know. So So then they'll put like cheese on there with different signs on it with that word that, that you can't understand. They put out the signs for you because they just assume you're an idiot who doesn't know what cheeses are. And it's like, little do we know is that they Googled this stuff and they had the person tell them as if they knew. Whenever, you know, it's all stuff. These are all like side doors to letting you know they're better than you. Is what I found with a lot of charcuterie boards.
Now, where do you stand on the meat to cheese ratio?
What I want is, again, diversity. I don't want you wrapping the cheese or meat around each other. I don't want the pre-wrap.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for
sure. The charcuterie board is about, yeah, yeah. Let me make my own decisions. You put it out, I'll be the chef. You put it out, I'll be the sandwich maker. Don't, because sometimes you see these boards where it'll be like cheese that's already wrapped with the salami, and you're like, hey, this isn't a dictatorship. Like, I didn't sign up to take a trip to North Korea tonight. Okay? I came here for a nice time. I didn't know you were going to be doing your thought control on my charcuterie board.
If anybody told me that I would be having an in-depth conversation with Jared Fried about charcuterie boards, I'm sorry. This is just too much. Jared, thank you so much.
Man, thank you for having me. It's always great to hear your voice and be on the show. And I can't wait to come to Philly. I'm coming back in the fall.
Okay. Oh, nice. You know you're invited here, and we'll have a board waiting for you.
That would be, let's talk charcuterie. Let's
talk. That's it. That's it. Because if we didn't bore them now, boy, could we bore them live.
Let's do it live, yeah.
The John DeBella Show.
I didn't get groped by the TSA at the airport. We just kissed a little.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.